welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you today.
This is a very powerful film about a topic that outside of Morocco would be scarcely known, and the cast includes your own family. Can you tell us a bit what it was that inspired you to make this film?
I was really thinking how we can invite stories when we don't have any concrete or visual proofs of what has happened. So I was looking for personal footage in family, and I found just one of my childhood, which is fake. My mother gives me just one photo because photos were forbidden in our family because of my grandmother. I think this was the starting point of my film, but little by little, I tried to tell this little story that we tell in the house, and this little story escape the house, and then I discover a big story, a big lie, and that is the film. Just starting from personal things and mixing and arriving to telling the national story.
The heart of the film are the consequences of the violence that's directed towards protesters by the military in what became known as the Bread Riot in 1981. Can you tell us a little bit about this incident?
When I was writing this project, and in 2016, I discovered that by chance in the news that a big riot took place in my neighborhood, a Bread Riot in 1981. And I understood that missing things, it's not only about personal life, but also about national life. So there is no pictures regarding this event, and that's why I took a lot of time to create my own archive during these 10 years to use it in 2021 when I decide to bring all my family and neighbors in a new space, and then they can talk freely about what happened, because they think always that walls have ears. Their generation is not mine. Today in Morocco, we are free to talk about our past, and that's why I took the risk and courage to talk about it, because I believe that my Morocco from today, it's changed. It's not the Morocco of the generation of my grandmother. There is a lot of things that changed. We can talk freely about our past. We are reconciled with this past. I was just looking how we invent stories when we don't have any concrete or visual proof of what has happened. And that's why I decided to make this film.
What makes this film really unique is the exquisite staging. Now, I believe all the figurines that we see in the film were made by your father, and who's also a main character in the film. Will you tell us a little bit about the decision you make to construct this elaborate miniature world of dioramas and figurines?
Yeah, my father was the restorer of walls in Casablanca. He built a lot of houses in Casablanca, so that's why he's an artist. He never gone to the school. But I believe also that my father was always my first artist. That's why I worked with him. He was not alone, because the construction took a lot of time. So we were helped with Moroccan constructors. But the concept and the ideas and the plan was my father, because I was playing when I was a child in the houses created by my father. So yes, it took a lot of time to have this positive in place, because I couldn't film in some real spaces. It was not easy to get authorization.
One of the characters that really stands out is your grandmother. Now, in the film, she has some sort of association with the dictatorship, in that she's always spying on her neighbours. And throughout the film, she, you know, refuses to address anything about what happened on June 30. And this sees her like burn all the pictures that were in the house. Can you tell us a little bit about the grandmother character?
Yeah, my grandmother, my beautiful dictator, she's making this film. I made this film with her also. She's the star of this film, because as you can see in the film, we have a lot of people who are with me, and she's the only one against everyone. And we need that also for writing some scripts. We need an opposite. So I think she's a great for the film. I don't think that people will hate her, even if she's hard. I love my grandmother, because she's also a victim in this past, and we will discover it at the end. So I think that this grandmother gives the universal potential in this film.
So is there kind of a bit of a generational divide? Grandmothers sort of connected to older conservative traditions, while the other members in the household are much more looking towards modern ideas of personal freedom.
Yeah, I think that there is three generations in this film. There is the generation of my grandmother that says, shh, Don't talk, don't say anything. We are afraid. There is a generation of my parents that don't talk and don't forbid anything. So they're just silent generation. And me, my generation, who want just to tell that today things are changed. Today Morocco is not Morocco of yesterday. This is super important for me to say that we should not erase everything. The archive, bad or good, it's our archive. We should to keep it. And this film will be an archive for the next generation who want to know what happened in 2081. Sorry.
1981.
Sorry.
What also rings true in the scenes is that you've created like the Casablanca neighborhood on a soundstage, and you have photos of many of the victims, and you have some sort of audio visuals, and you get all the family members and neighbors together to recount their experience. Was this a difficult process, getting people to open up about their past experiences, or was it actually very liberating to be able to sort of theatrically recreate events from quite a long time ago?
About the theatrically, yes. I think the idea was to create a laboratory, because I was also testing something in cinema. It's a hybrid format. It's a film. Like I said, my story is a film, not my film is a story. No. So it's like, it's a film, and I bring these people in a laboratory. I am testing something in cinema, give the freedom to these people to play in themselves. Sometimes I lose control on characters and I just stop filming, because for them, they just become actors.
Finally, I was going to ask, what was it like when your family and your neighbors watched the final cut of the film?
My grandmother was the first time in cinema theater, and the first time she go out from Morocco to go to the France, direct to Cannes. Why? To watch his own pictures and own photos. She forbid the pictures all her life. And then one time she's in the busy theater watching her own story. I was like just a stressful moment for me, because I was afraid to the reaction. But after the film, they were just clapping to her, and she was super happy. She started dancing. And other people told me, for example, Abdullah and Say told me in the house after the screening that it was such a great therapy for them. Now they can just open a new page, because before we did the film, they were good to speak, but seeing all these people coming to the theater to watching their stories in 15 minutes of encouragement in the Debussy theater. Also for Abdullah, who was suffering from this experience, he just was like super happy. And I got a video from him after the screening in the house, telling me, I can sing to you if you want for the first time. I don't like the therapy word, but it was a therapy of all these people in this film.